This is a Montbold Christian Fellowship sermon podcast. We hope you find this message enjoyable and inspiring.
Good morning. You can get your Bibles out and ready. Today, I'd like to talk to you about trusting in the Lord. And I'm going to be asking some of you to find a spot in the Bible. So, when I say a scripture and you want that one, you just put your hand up and we'll call you out and make sure you get to that place. And in a little bit, if you hold your finger there, I'll come and ask you to read that out. All right. So I know you're all busting to do that. But I really appreciate it. I need 11 people. You don't have to move. I'll come to you. All right. So first up, 2 Samuel 22:3. Bev. Any advance on Bev? Going once. Thanks, Bev. 2 Samuel 22:3. Can I have someone find Psalm 9, verse 10? Thank you, Lynn. Psalm 9, verse 10. Psalm 18:2. Thanks, Elaine. Psalm 18:30. Thanks, Lil. Psalm 20, verse 7. Thanks, Liz. Psalm 33:21. Thanks, Jill. Psalm 56, verse 3 and 4. Thanks, Ben. Sorry, June, just missed out on that one. Maybe another one might interest you. Let's see. Psalm 62, verse 8. Okay, let's do that. 62, verse 8. Psalm 91, verse 1 and 2. Thanks, Wilma. Psalm 118, verse 8. Thanks, Jeff. And last one, Proverbs 3, 5. Proverbs 3, 5. I'm sorry, I don't know your name. Rhonda, of course. Thanks, Rhonda. All right. The rest of you who didn't put your hand up, can you please turn to Isaiah 26? Isaiah 26. If the rest of you want to keep your finger where you're meant to be, but just don't lose your spot. Isaiah 26. You can just listen if you want. All right, Isaiah 26, verse 3 and 4. No, that's not what I want. Sorry, yes it is. Isaiah 26, verse 3 and 4. This is a song of salvation that is sung in the land of Judah. This is what it says. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength. I'm going to read that again. Let's see if there's something that jumps out to you that didn't the first time I read it. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength. Going to read it again, maybe something else might jump at you this time that you didn't hear the first or second time. I'm not asking you to find something in particular, but you know sometimes when you read through the word and you read it again, it's like, perfect peace. I only heard peace before, but it says perfect peace. Well, then it says trust in the Lord forever. I didn't hear the forever the first time, so I'll read it again. See what else we get. You will keep him in perfect peace. Now, keep him. I just saw that then. Keep. Whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength. Not just any type of strength. Everlasting strength. Wow. Do you know, it can be hard to trust in the Lord. I'm going to ask a few questions and I'm going to ask for some of you to call out some answers if you want. Every time I get up here, it's like I know. It is. You enjoy it. Thanks, Drew. Just behave, please. Why do we need to trust in the Lord? Why do we need to? Why is the Bible, with all these scriptures that some of you have, all about trusting in him? Why do we need to? Excuse me, one at a time. Because that's faith. What else, June? Because he doesn't change. Yeah, so we can have continuous peace, Catherine. Yeah, Bev? And we need to trust in him. I feel like they're great answers. But as I'm thinking about that question, I think that's going to answer a little bit more this question. Why is it that we can trust in the Lord? Because of this peace, because of this and that. But why do we need to? What is the need? What's the need that makes us trust? Because we stuff up? What else? Why else do we need to trust him? Jeff? Because we suffer. Rosa, what were you going to say? That's right. A witness and glorifying. Anne, did you have your hand up? It's the only one that's trustworthy. And at times, life throws us curveballs. Whether it's in your life now, whether it's in your life that's been, or whether it's around the corner, though we believe in the Lord and though we, you know, have a faith in him and we know that forever and ever we're going to be praising his name and see him face to face. That doesn't mean, as we all know, that life just sometimes gets rough. And I know that some of you are in the midst of a rough patch, whether it's stuff internally going on within you, whether there's stuff externally, whether it's stuff that you can't control, whether it's things within your family, whether it's relationships that have gone askew. There's stuff in life that's hard. There are storms. There are bumps in the road. There are things that throw us off course. And we need to trust in the Lord because at times that's all there is to do. The word trust in the Hebrew means to lean on. And sometimes in these times of suffering, times where we stuff up, times where life is hard and there's a storm, we have no strength of our own. We cannot stand on our own two legs. We cannot even hold ourselves up because there are times when that's just the way life is. Yet there is someone that we can lean on. And I don't know how people that don't know the Lord do it. I don't think they do. They don't. Why do we trust in things other than the Lord? Why? What are some reasons, do you think? Because often we don't trust in him. Often we think we can do it ourselves. And we're going to try and I'm going to stand. I can do this. I'm independent. Why do we trust in ourselves? Because we do it all the time. But why? What are some, even if they're stupid reasons, why do we do it? Rosa? Yeah, it seems more immediate. Because I know that if I trust in God now, my circumstance may not change. But by golly, if I put my best effort in, maybe things will get better. Gee, what is that? Putting my way against his. Horrible pride is in our lives that we think that what we can do is going to be better than him. We doubt him. Why else do we trust you if you had your hand up before? Yeah, that's good. Yep. Yeah. And I think a key thing to what Jeff said there is that he leads us through the hard times. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you're there with me. Sometimes it's more than a shadow. Sometimes it's death itself. Yet he's there in the midst of it. And we need to be so careful that we don't just start getting angry and, I don't know, he might be leading you there. Sometimes we think it's not fair. Sometimes we think it shouldn't be this way. Well, maybe it shouldn't. And maybe there's a way that things are going to turn out that are going to be perfect and wonderful and lovely. And that's what we can look forward to. And sometimes God leads us in peaceful valleys next to quiet streams. And other times we're right in the valley of the shadow of death. But he's leading us through. Let's just finish reading Corrie Ten Boom's The Hiding Place. Hands up if you've read that. Whew, man, tell you what. Amazing that through the most dire circumstances of being stripped of everything that you held dear and placed in somewhere beyond your control under cruel and tormenting circumstances. In the midst of that place, Corrie and her sister Betsy, God opened their eyes to something, and then it's in the midst of the suffering that there he is. And there were some times when Corrie would look around at her circumstances and be in despair. But Betsy saw something different. She's like, it says in the Bible to give thanks in all circumstances. So we can thank God for everything here in this dirty, stinking barracks. Like these fleas that are biting us. Corrie said, what are you talking about? How can you even thank God for that? They realized a bit later on that they'd smuggled a Bible in, and they were having these meetings where all these people gather around and they'd read some scripture out, and then it would be translated in another language, and down it went down the filthy barracks in all different languages to hear the word of God. And not once did the soldiers and the guards come into that place. Why? Because of the fleas. Wow. We can thank God in all circumstances. It might seem ridiculous, but he can use all things. Sometimes we don't want to hear that, though. Remember one time when I was teaching, there was a family going through a bit of a crisis with their son, and things were upside down for that family, and they were at the end of their strength. And I said to the mum, I said, you know what? Well, all things work together for good for those that love God. And she went off at me. I don't want to hear that. Sometimes we don't want to hear it. Sometimes we know that it's true. It's just hard being in a hard place. And you just have to look through the Psalms to realize that I think God's okay with us having a bit of a hissy fit. You know, where are you, Lord? How long, Lord? Oh, God. And he's okay with that. He knows. I think we do need to be careful in the midst of pouring out our soul to him. There are places that are dangerous to go there, aren't there? And we can get angry at him, and we can let bitterness start to fester in our lives. It's one thing to lament about the way things are, but sometimes in our lament we're having a bit of a rant of the way we think things should be, but they're not. And there's a difference. Okay, it's okay that things are not going well and we're in the midst of a storm. But so often ourself and what we want comes to the fore. Ooh. All right. Let's hear some of these scriptures. So just give me a wave if this was you. So 2 Samuel 22:3. Ev, let's listen.
The God of my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my saviour, you saved me from violence.
Wow, my shield. Why do we need a shield? Because there's stuff coming our way. Why do we need a strong tower and a refuge? Psalm 9, verse 10. Link. Yeah, it's my exercise.
And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
Wow. We've got to know his name first. We've got to know him before we can trust him. What was that last part, Lynn? Can you read that second?
For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
Wow. Well, there's something that we can do, isn't there? We can just resign ourselves, have this fatalistic approach. Times are hard. Oh, well, that's just how it is. No, let's seek him in these times. Psalm 18:2.
The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower.
Mm. Wow. Psalm 18:30. Was that one? No, Lillian.
God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection.
We can look to him for protection. Psalm 27. Psalm 20, verse 7. Was it? Is it anyone? Psalm 20, verse 7. Oh, it was Liz. Was it you, Liz? Are you copying off Enid's one?
Yes. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God.
Now, sometimes we do trust in chariots and horses, don't we? Other things that we think are going to get us places. Psalm 33:21.
For our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name.
Oh, we can rejoice in him. Why? Just simply because we've trusted him. Simply because there's someone that we can lean on. Wow. Psalm 56, 3 and 4. Ben.
When I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me?
Wow, I'm afraid. Psalm 62:8. I didn't have to go far at all, did I, Jim?
Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us.
Wow. You know, as this world gets darker and darker, don't we need to hear this? Oh, like we can rejoice in it. I was talking to Ben the other night, be not afraid. Don't be afraid. I've overcome the world. Oh, Psalm 91, 1 and 2. If the some trust in chariots scripture got you singing, hands up if that song came into your mind. Some trust in... This one will do the same.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. He is my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I confidently trust.
Wow. That was Psalm 91. We need to dwell in that secret place. the Most High. Psalm 118, verse 8. Is that, that was you, Jeff.
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put your confidence in man.
And that includes ourselves. Either our confidence in us or in other people. The Lord is who we can put our confidence in. And Proverbs 3, 5.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
So it continues, doesn't it? In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. So why is it that we can trust in the Lord? Can you all turn to Revelations 1:18? And there's a really good reason of why we can trust in him. It's the best reason. Revelation 1, verse 8. This is why we can lean upon the Lord. It's why when right in the midst of our circumstance that we don't have to put our confidence in ourselves or anything else, but we can just lean upon this. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Wow, that's who we're leaning on. That's who we lean on. Not just on some, big strong building or hunk of rock or whatever, but we're leaning on the beginning and the end. The Almighty, he who always has been, he who is right now and always will be. We can lean upon him. We can trust in him. And can you turn to Habakkuk 3:17? I reckon Habakkuk is one of those things that will get to heaven and there's the prophet saying, you were saying my name wrong the whole time. And it'll be something really strange. You're all thinking of something, aren't you? Habakkuk. 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 It's probably got some phlegm in there, doesn't it? How are you going finding it? It's sort of near the end of the Old Testament. So it's like the fourth or fifth last book or something. Do you know, sometimes we want everything to be all right now. And you know what? We do are seated in heavenly places. And we do have Christ as our brother and our inheritance. We have the Holy Spirit that is the seal of God that's been placed in our life to lead us and guide us. And there is so much blessing in this life. And sometimes we think... but everything's not the way we want it to be. Well, we've got to know that someday everything will be all right, but maybe not right now. And that's okay. This is what Habakkuk in 3:16 and 17. You've probably heard this before. Sorry, 17 and 18. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines. I'll throw a few things in here. Though I might still be not feeling that great, or though money seems to be a bit tight, although maybe not all my relationships are, flowing in the blessing of the Lord, though the labour of the oil may fail and the fields yield no food. It's a pretty dire circumstance. Though the flock may be cut off from the fold and there be no herd in the stalls. Wow. No blossoming fig trees. That means no figs. No fruit on those vines. No food, no wine, no... The labour of the olive may fail. Imagine having a crop and then it failing. And the fields, all the fields, so many fields yielding no food. Sometimes we feel like this, don't we? Though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Oh, well, let's end it there. No! Yet... I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like deer's feet, and he will make me walk on my high heels. That was high heels, not high heels. Sorry, I think I might have said heels then. Now I'm picturing a deer wearing high heels. You just think about, just to finish up, think about those in Scripture that trusted in him. You know, think about Noah. Think about Noah. Man. Think about Paul. You know, when Paul's him, says, I'm going to go to Jerusalem. And then his, you know, people around him get this word from the Lord saying, if he goes there, he's going to be captured and, you know. And so they do this thing with a belt and they wrap around him and say, Paul, the Spirit of the Lord says this, if you go to Jerusalem, you're going to get captured. And Paul's like, I know. Yeah, I know. Oh okay. He trusted the Lord that was his path. Man, God even said, you're walking into a storm and I'll be with you. Wow. Think about Joseph. Gee, I love the story of Joseph. I remember who came and spoke here one time about Joseph and how he could have had a pit mentality in the pit, but he didn't. He could have had a prison mentality in prison, but he didn't. You love it what he does in prison. He just gets elevated to, he's just like this nice guy. Rocks up, starts interpreting dreams, starts helping out, and then he's like in charge of the place. Like he could have just, I don't know if I'd have that mentality. I'm in prison for something I didn't do. And then when I tell this guy, please remember me as you go, I've interpreted your dream and you're free. He's like, yeah, no worries. What was I to remember again? 2 years went by, yet there's Joseph in prison, not with this prison mentality, but right in the midst of this horrible time, he's drawing his strength from the Lord and he's in a position that when God is ready to reveal his glory in him, that he's done work in him. Because he's sort of agreed with that and he's cooperated with the Spirit of God. So let's, in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of even the consequences for our own stupid blunders, let us seek him. Let us rejoice in him. Let us draw near to him. Let us recognize that we don't have what we need to stand on our own sometimes. Yet he, the beginning, the end, the Alpha and Omega, who was and is to come, the Almighty is who we can lean. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word and what it reveals about you and what it shows us about how we can live. Forgive us, God, for our foolish pride and thinking that we can get through hard times on ourselves or relying on other things, when, Lord, you are right there for us to lean on. God, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of trial, when we see even our family members going through things, God, what's our response? It's to trust, Lord God. Sometimes we want to try and fix everything up ourselves, but no, let's just trust in you. Wait on the Lord. Trust him in all our ways to acknowledge him. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that one day suffering will cease. One day, Lord God, there'll be no more pain, no more sorrow. And we'll be able to gaze at you, Lord God, in all your splendor. Imagine looking at the Almighty, being in his presence and worshiping him with a multitude of others who called upon him. Wow. And right now we can do that too, Lord. Right now we just want to thank you and praise you, Lord. Lord, we take our eyes off ourselves, God. Forgive us, Lord. We just set them upon you. Thank you, Lord. I'm just going to finish by reading that scripture from Isaiah one more time. You'll keep him in perfect peace. We need his perfect peace. I need his perfect peace. Whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For in Yah, the Lord, is everlasting strength. Everlasting. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. And please check out our website or come and visit us at Mombole Christian Fellowship.com.